This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by the brilliant Matt Wolf. Matt Wolf is a senior leader at RSM, and Matt talks often on private equity issues and what he's seeing and so forth. Talk today about the chief investment officer at Blackstone. Blackstone manages $650 billion in assets, about that amount under management, said that we will see rising inflation and that rising inflation will have, one, a punishing effect on speculative companies and an impact on tempering values of all assets, both equity assets and real estate assets, meaning public and private equities as well as real estate assets. Matt, I wanted to get your sense of what you're seeing in terms of the scope of inflation, thoughts on this, and what impact it is likely to have on asset values and deal flow and deal work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is the trillion-dollar question, right, is what will inflation look like going forward? Are the large CPI prints that we're seeing a transitory effect of the economy reopening as people reemerge from hibernation and spend money and companies go back to investing and spending on their own? Or is it really going to be more long-term and sustained? I will say RSM's view, our economists' view, kind of more aligns with the Federal Reserve, which is, look, this is generally transitory over the next few quarters and will subside as the economy sort of gets back to normal and some of the slack works itself out. But, you know, long term, it's a fantastic question. And one thing that we continue to talk to clients about is the historical context of inflation. I think, you know, when we were either living through it or going to school and studying inflation, you know, we've all spent a lot of time talking about the 70s and some of the price shocks there and what drove that. And you know, if we do see inflation, it's unlikely to look like it has in the past. First of all, you know, there's not likely to be that kind of a supply side event. And furthermore, one thing that is really interesting about the new economy is that, you know, we have so many different substitute goods from an economic perspective. And so if we see rising prices or inflation in one area, that can be mitigated through consumer choices of how and where they spend their money. They just have so many more options than they did before. And that sort of leads us to think that, you know, we will likely see higher inflation in the future than we have in the recent past. But, you know, will we get to that 3% or 2% sort of long-term sustained? It's difficult to say because we have so many more substitute goods now.
And so your sense is, at the end of the day, the inflation may not be as rampant as some expect, and thus it's not likely to have as tempering effect on the private equity market as some of us are concerned about.
I think in general, yes, that's a good summary. Certainly there will be effect in some subsectors, some markets. We might even see sort of regional or geographic differences. I think some of the sort of market fracturing that we saw through the global financial crisis has been exacerbated in the pandemic. And it's really fascinating, right? Because we talk about the digital economy and digital technology lowering barriers and people being able to work from and buy from wherever, whenever. But it's also actually kind of created some divides in regions or communities. And so while, you know, we'll see what we see for the sort of headline print inflation, but I think it's important for us to always look below the headline, look at the underlying data, particularly if you're a private equity investor. You know, the headline inflation isn't going to really tell you how that affects your thesis.
And so at this point, the consensus view would be that unclear about inflation, whether it's transitory or whether it's more likely to pick up serious steam, and that it may be very different in different markets. Is that a fair assessment of what you're hearing and seeing on inflation or talking about there?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give a great example from the last CPI print that we saw where the headline was 3.4%. You dig down into some of that data and you see, well, okay, that's being driven by an incredible surge of individuals and companies purchasing autos, right? People are coming back. They say, well, you know what? I haven't used my car in a year. I want a new one. Or rental car companies that sold off massive parts of their fleet 13 months ago or so are now buying as many cars as they can find as people want to rent cars and travel. So you're seeing different effects in different markets, different regions, and it's just so important to look below that headline.
It is really helpful, Matt. I want to thank you for joining us again on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.